Hi everybody, my name is Susan Ivac and I'm going to share with you another little tip to make you hopefully a little faster and more effective when you're working in Visual Studio. Today I want to show you a couple of tricks that you can use when you're selecting code. If you're used to using the mouse when you're selecting code, this is a simple little trick for you. If you're selecting multiple lines of code, by default when you go to the second line, it automatically selects everything on the line above it. But if you only want to select part of each individual row, what you can do is hold down the Alt key, A-L-T, Alt key, and what it'll do is only select up to the column where you have the mouse positioned. So that's kind of a handy trick sometimes when you're working with the mouse. Now, a lot of us though as coders, we love keeping our hands on the keyboard all of the time. So I'm sure some of you have discovered, of course, that you can simply put down the cursor and you can move across, and if you hold the Shift key down, you can select a single character at a time, move across a line of code, and select it. You can also, if you hold down the Shift and Control key, you can select a word at a time going across. And of course, if you hit Shift and the N key, you can select an entire line. Now, the challenge becomes if you're trying to select multiple lines of code. So when you go to select part of a line and then part of the next line by hitting the down arrow, you'll notice it automatically selects the entire first line. This is the same thing that was happening when I was trying to select multiple lines with the mouse. Well, it turns out we can fix this with the same keyboard shortcut we used with the mouse. If I hold down the Shift key as I'm selecting and then I hold the Alt key down at the same time, so I'm literally holding Shift and Alt, now when I hit the down arrow key, you'll notice it only selects up to the character where my cursor is currently located, so I can now control exactly how much I'm selecting. And what I love was the fact that they also added the ability for us to do this. So if I just select this code here and I put my cursor here, whoops, there we go, I can actually edit this code as well. So I can literally type in change this all to private, or maybe I go ahead and change this back to public by selecting what I want and changing a string. So there you go, a couple of quick tricks that'll hopefully make it a little faster for you to select exactly what you want and even edit what you want over multiple lines.